Bonus chapter. The Miracle Equation by Hal Elrod. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is though everything is a miracle. Attributed to Albert Einstein. You understand now that you can wake up early, maintain extraordinary levels of energy, direct your focus, and master the millionaire lessons from David Osborne. If you also apply what follows to every aspect of your life, you're going to go much further. You're going to make your life truly exceptional. There is one more helpful tool for you to add to your toolbox and help you make this leap, and it's called the Miracle Equation. The Miracle Equation is the underlying strategy that I used to realize my full potential as a salesperson, as well as a friend, spouse, and parent. And it has to do with how you handle your goals. One of my mentors, Dan Cassetta, taught me, the purpose of a goal isn't to hit the goal. The real purpose is to develop yourself into the type of person who can achieve your goals, regardless of whether you hit that particular one or not. It is who you become by giving it everything you have until the last moment, regardless of your results, that matters most. When you decide to stick with a seemingly unachievable goal, despite the fact that the possibility of failure is high, you will become especially focused, faithful, and intentional. When your objective is ambitious, it will require you to find out what you're made of. Two decisions. As with any great challenge, you need to make decisions related to achieving the goal. You can set a deadline and then create your agenda by asking yourself, if I were to achieve my goal on the deadline, what decisions would I have to make and commit to in advance? And you'll find that whatever the goal, the two decisions that would make the biggest impact are always the same. They form the basis for the miracle equation. The first decision, unwavering faith. There was a time in my life when I was trying to achieve an impossible sales goal. Though this example comes from my business experience, I'll show you how it applies to any context. It was a stressful time, and I was already facing fear and self-doubt, but my thought process about the goal forced me to an important realization. To achieve the seemingly impossible, I would have to maintain unwavering faith every day, regardless of my results. I knew that there would be moments when I would doubt myself and times when I would be so off track that the goal would no longer seem achievable. And it would be at those moments when I would have to override self-doubt with unshakable faith. To keep that level of faith in those challenging moments, I repeated what I call my miracle mantra. I will, blank, reach my goal, no matter what. There is no other option. Understand that maintaining unwavering faith isn't normal. It's not what most people do. When it doesn't look like the desired result is likely, average performers give up the faith that it's possible. When the game is on the line, a team is down on the scorecards, and there are only seconds left, it is the top performers, the Michael Jordans of the world, who, without hesitation, tell their team, "Give me the ball." The rest of the team breathes a sigh of relief because they're freed from their fear of missing the game-winning shot. While Michael Jordan is backed by a decision made at some point in his life that he would maintain unwavering faith, despite the fact that he might miss. And although Michael Jordan missed 26 game-winning shots in his career, his faith that he would make every single one never wavered. That's the first decision that very successful people make, and it's yours for the making too. When you're working toward a goal and you're not on track, what is the first thing that goes out the window? The faith that the outcome you want is possible. Your self-talk turns negative. I'm not on track. It doesn't look like I'm going to reach my goal. And with each passing moment, your faith decreases. You don't have to settle for that. You have the ability and the choice to maintain that unwavering faith no matter what, regardless of the results. This is key in building wealth because results are often out of your direct control. You may doubt yourself or have a bad day at work or in business. In the darkest moments, you may wonder if everything will turn out okay. But you must find, over and over again, your faith that all things are possible and hold it throughout your journey. Whether it is a 30-day sales goal or a 30-year business career. It's very important that you see your role in building wealth as directly related to other high-achieving professions because the parallels are unmistakable. If you don't take time to see the parallels here, you may find that you focus on the failures of your path instead of the successes. Elite athletes maintain unwavering faith that they can make every shot they take. That faith, and the faith you need to develop, isn't based on probability. It comes from a whole different place. Most salespeople operate based on what is known as the law of averages. But what we're talking about here is the law of miracles. When you miss shot after shot, you need to tell yourself what a world-class athlete tells him or herself. I will make the next shot no matter what. There is no other option. And if you miss that one, your faith doesn't waver. You repeat the miracle mantra to yourself. I will blank. Insert your goal. No matter what, there is no other option. Then you uphold your integrity and do what it is that you say you're going to do. An elite athlete may be having the worst game ever, where it seems like in the first three quarters of the game, they can't make a shot to save their life. Yet in the fourth quarter, right when the team needs them, they start making those shots. They always want the ball. They always have belief and faith in themselves. In the fourth quarter, they score three times as many shots as they scored in the first three quarters of the game. Why? They have conditioned themselves to have unwavering faith in their talents, skills, and abilities, regardless of what it says on the scoreboard or their stat sheet. They also combine their unwavering faith with part two of the miracle equation. Extraordinary effort. The second decision. Extraordinary effort. When you allow your faith to go out the window, effort almost always follows right behind it. After all, you tell yourself, what's the point in even trying to achieve your goal if it's not possible? Suddenly, you find yourself wondering how you're ever going to get out of debt or break even in your business, let alone reach the big goal you've been working toward. I've been there many times, feeling defeated, thinking, what's the point of even trying? And you might think, there's no way I can make it. My finances are headed in the wrong direction. That's where extraordinary effort comes into play. You need to stay focused on your original goal and to connect to the vision you had for it. That big why in your heart and mind when you set the goal in the first place. You need to reverse engineer the goal. Ask yourself, if I'm at the end of this month and this goal were to have happened, what would I have done? What would I have needed to do? Whatever the answer, you will need to stay consistent and persevere, regardless of your results. You have to believe you can still ring the bell of success at the end. You have to maintain unwavering faith and extraordinary effort until the buzzer sounds. That's the only way you create an opportunity for the miracle to happen. If you do what the average person does, what our built-in human nature tells us to do, it'll be just that. Average. Don't choose to be that average person. Remember, your thoughts and actions create your results and are therefore a self-fulfilling prophecy. So manage them wisely. Allow me to introduce you to your edge, the strategy that will practically ensure every one of your goals is realized. The miracle equation. Unwavering faith plus extraordinary effort equals miracles. It's easier than you think. The secret to maintaining unwavering faith is to recognize that it's a mindset and a strategy. It's not concrete. In fact, it's elusive. No salesperson makes every sale. You can never sink every shot. You can never win every battle in business or work or at home for that matter. So you have to program yourself to have the unwavering faith to drive you to keep putting forth the extraordinary effort, regardless of the results. Remember, the key to putting this equation into practice, to maintaining unwavering faith in the midst of self-doubt, is the miracle mantra. I will blank. No matter what, there is no other option. Once you set a goal, put that goal into the miracle morning format. Yes, you're going to say your affirmations every morning, and maybe every evening too. But all day, every day, you're going to repeat your miracle mantra to yourself. As you're driving the kids to school or taking the train to the office, while you're on the treadmill, in the shower, in line at the grocery store. In other words, everywhere you go. Your miracle mantra will fortify your faith and be the self-talk you need to make just one more attempt. Try after try. Bonus lesson. Remember what I learned from my mentor, Dan Cassetta, on the purpose of goals? You have to become the type of person who can achieve the goal. You won't always reach the goal, but you can become someone who maintains unwavering faith and puts forth an extraordinary effort, regardless of your results. That's how you become the type of person you need to become to achieve extraordinary goals consistently. What a great lesson for your children. And while reaching the goal almost doesn't matter, almost. More often than not, you will reach your goal. Do the elite athletes win every time? No. But they win most of the time. And you'll win most of the time, too. You can wake up earlier, do the lifesavers with passion and excitement, get organized, focused, and intentional, and master every financial challenge like a champ. And yet, if you don't combine unwavering faith with extraordinary effort, you won't reach the levels of success you seek. The miracle equation gives you access to forces outside of anyone's understanding. Using an energy I might call God, the universe, the law of attraction, or even good luck. I don't know how it works. I just know that it works. You've read this far. You clearly want success more than almost anything. Commit to following through with every aspect of your millionaire journey, including the millionaire equation. You deserve it, and I want you to have it. Putting it into action. 1. Write out the miracle equation and put it where you will see it every day. Unwavering faith plus extraordinary effort equals miracles. UF plus EE equals M infinity. 2. Decide your number one goal for your wealth journey this year. What goal, if you were to accomplish it, would bring you closest to your ideal life? 3. Write your miracle mantra. I will blank. Insert your goals and daily actions here. No matter what. There is no other option. It is more about who you become in the process. You'll expand your self-confidence and, regardless of your results, the very next time you attempt to reach a goal, and every time after that, you'll be the type of person who gives it all they've got. Closing remarks. Congratulations. You have done what only a small percentage of people do. Read an entire book. If you've come this far, that tells me something about you. You have a thirst for more. You want to become more, do more, contribute more, and earn more. You have the unprecedented opportunity to infuse the lifesavers into your daily life and business. Upgrade your daily routine, and ultimately, upgrade your life to a first-class experience beyond your wildest dreams. Before you know it, you will be reaping the astronomical benefits of the habits that top achievers use daily. 5 years from now, your family life, business, relationships, and income will be a direct result of one thing: who you've become. It's up to you to wake up each day and dedicate time to becoming the best version of yourself. Seize this moment in time, define a vision for your future, and use what you've learned in this book to turn your vision into your reality. Imagine a time just a few years from now when you come across the journal you started after completing this book. In it, you find the goals you wrote down for yourself, dreams you didn't dare speak out loud at the time. And as you look around, you realize your dreams now represent the life you are living. Right now, you stand at the foot of a mountain you can effortlessly climb. All you need to do is continue waking up each day for your miracle morning and use the lifesavers day after day, month after month, year after year, as you continue to take yourself, your family, and your success to levels beyond what you've ever experienced before. Combine your miracle morning with a commitment to master the lessons of the wealthy and use the miracle equation to create results that most people only dream of. This book was written as an expression of what we know will work for you, to take every area of your life to the next level, faster than you may currently believe possible. Miraculous performers weren't born that way. They have dedicated their lives to developing themselves and their skills to achieve everything they've ever wanted. You can become one of them. I promise. Taking action. The 30-Day Miracle Morning Challenge. Now it is time to join the tens of thousands of people who have transformed their lives with a Miracle Morning. Join the community online at tmmbook.com and download the toolkit to get started today.